Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 26th day of the month of Cheshvan. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the four children that we have been davening for, Yehoshua Heschel, Ben Nechama Devorah, Pesach Betzalel, Ben Chaya Batsheva, Alina Orna Bas Chen Chana, and Raya Bas Michal, may they and all in need have Refua Shalema. I got an update on Yehoshua Heschel, Ben Nechama Devorah, from his great aunt who is on the call with us each and every day. She's on now as well. A little bit of a setback, but let's keep storming Shemayim, let's keep davening for all of the children and for all of those who are in need of refuah. May each and everyone have a refuah shalema. Of course, keep in mind our precious brothers and sisters still being held hostage in Gaza. May they speedily be returned home today to their family. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yechiel Morris of the Young Israel of Southfield in Detroit, Michigan, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. We followed by Rabbi Morris slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis, with the chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. Then Rabbi Morris will lead us in the recitation of the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, pausing to give each of us the opportunity to insert names of all those whom we are davening for. Sign up to receive the daily Tehillim call, reminder email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, a link is ou.org/Tehillim call. As a sponsor, a day of the program, a week, a month, we greatly appreciate your generosity and support of the program. You can find a link to make a dedication at ou.org/call. Again, that link is ou.org/call. Just one last note, with tomorrow being Thanksgiving, I want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. So much. Even this very, very challenging year, there's still so much to be makor tov. There's so much for us to have gratitude. So I do want to wish everyone on the call a happy Thanksgiving wherever you are. And our call will resume next week on Monday. But as always, please, let's recite our Tehillim each and every day at 1 o'clock or any time of the day, and keep our foot on the pedal and keep davening for all of Klal Yisrael, for all those in need. The chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Morris.
Great. Thank you all so much. It's great to be with everyone once again. I actually want to pick up on that theme of Thanksgiving. I didn't realize there wouldn't be a Tehillim call tomorrow, so I guess it's an appropriate time to talk about Hakaras HaTov, talk about gratitude, specifically in connection to Thanksgiving, but also based upon the news just from yesterday, now that this morning, that a ceasefire has been reached in the north of Israel in Lebanon with Hezbollah, and we hope that it will hold, it will continue. And also on a personal note, I have a little bit of a Hakaras HaTov for myself. I just got out of the hospital yesterday. I was discharged. I had my second bout in a couple of years of atrial fibrillation. So I'm in the thinking about Hakaras HaTov, thinking about gratitude and appreciation for just my health and for the hospital staff, my family, community. And what I wanted to talk about is whenever we have Thanksgiving, it's always right around Parsha Vayetze, not this week's Parsha, but next week's Parsha. Thanksgiving is usually just before, just after the Parsha Vayetze. And in Vayetze, we read about the notion of Hakaras HaTov, of gratitude. In fact, the Jewish people, we are referred to as Yehudim, as Jews. And it comes from the Pasuk in Parshas Vayetze, where Rachel, she has her fourth child, and we're told, "V'tarot v'telud bein v'tomer hapam odes Hashem." This time, I can give thanks to God. Al king karat shemo Yehuda. Therefore, she names her fourth son Yehuda, v'tamo miledes. And it's just remarkable that we, as a Jewish people, our names are gratitude, our hakaras hatov. But I want to just address for just a couple of moments is why did it take her so long to offer gratitude? Why only after her fourth child? She would think a mother, a parent, their first child, they're full of gratitude, they're full of hakaras hatov. Why did it take her so long? And so Rashi comments that that all the imos, all our foremothers, they were prophetesses. They saw that Yaakov, they knew Yaakov would have 12 sons, and the fact that she now had four, she now had more than any other would have more than any other of the other mothers, Rachel and Bilhah and Zilpah. Therefore, she offered a gratitude. But I would like to suggest the following, and based upon all that we've experienced over this past year, based upon my personal experience, and also even for America, in terms of celebrating Thanksgiving. And that is sometimes when you're in a very difficult moment, when you're suffering greatly, even though there's what to give gratitude for, it's often difficult to tap into that. It's often hard to appreciate the blessings that you have in life because you're going through such a challenging moment. Leah, she expresses this. Leah, when she names her children, the first three children that are named, express and invoke and reflect the idea that she was in pain, that she felt second class to her younger sister, Rachel, who she knew was the more beloved in Yaakov's eyes. And therefore, each one of her children, Reuven, is now maybe that now my husband will see my affliction, Shimon, that God has heard my suffering. That Levi, that now my husband will feel comfortable with me. And so she's going through a very difficult period in her life. Obviously, she's grateful for the children that she's been blessed with, but it was probably hard for her to tap into that, the feeling, and tap into that emotion. And it's only with the fourth child, using Rashi's idea that now she was able to really see the blessing that she now experienced, that how she was now going to be different than the other wives of Yaakov, that only at that point could she express that hakar satov, that gratitude, even though she was still, even in that moment, still on some level second class, and some level still not as appreciated, as it were, as Rachel, but it now came to the fore, and she now could to demonstrate that hakar satov. And I think that's a very important idea for us to think about. I think there's been so much for us to offer gratitude for over the past year, even going back to October the 7th, 2023, the Israeli soldiers and individual Israelis, heroic actions that so many took, but it was hard maybe perhaps to focus on that because of the pain and the intensity and the and all that we were experiencing and all the unknown of moving forward. When you're in that moment of pain and suffering, it's sometimes hard to really recognize the blessings that we have. I know me sitting in the hospital the last few days and you hear machines beeping and people coming in and out of all hours of the day, it's hard to have that hakar satov. But then getting past that stage and even knowing that there's still challenges moving forward, and even for the United States of America to be able to at this moment in history with the United States to have gratitude for the blessings that we have, but also knowing the challenges that still await this country, Jews in America, anti-Semitism, there are moments, there are opportunities when we're able to have a window into this appreciation that we can tap into the blessings that we enjoy as individuals, as a Jewish people, as Americans, and to be able to express that hakar satov, even in those moments when there's still a future that lies ahead, where there's still some uncertainty and there's some unknown. It's helpful every so often to be able to, like Leah was able to do, to be able to sort of zoom out and to see the blessings and to be able to offer that gratitude. And so maybe all, as we continue now to daven for the hostages and to daven for those who are ill and to daven for the safety and the security of our brothers and sisters in the land of Israel and for us, wherever we may be, that the anti-Semitism should dissipate, all the things that we're daven for and the real needs that we have, also to be able to offer Hakar Satov to Hashem, to thank God for the many, many blessings that indeed we do have in our lives. Okay, we'll now recite the Tehillim Chof, Psalm 20. Lamnaseach, Mizmor LeDavid, Yancha Adonai B'yom Sara, Yisagevcha Shem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezecha Mikodesh, Mitzion Yisodecha, Yizkor Kol Minchosecha, Rov Ascha Yidash Nesela, Yitem Lecha Chilvavecha, Vecho Atzatcha Yimalei, Yeranana Bishua Secha, Vashem Elohim Nidgol, Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalo Secha, Ata yadati ki Yoshia Adonai Mishicho Yaneo Mishmei Kadsho Bigburos Yesha Yemino Eilav Arecha Ve'eilav Asusim Va'anachnu B'Shem Adonai Eloheinu Naskir Hema Karo V'Nofalu Va'anachnu Kavim Nisadad Adonai Hoshia Hamelech Yaneinu V'Yom Kareinu. Now Tilim Chof Gimel, Psalm 23. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Ro'i Lo Echzar, Binos Desha Yarbitzeini, Amei Menuchos Yinaleini, Nafshi Yishovev Yanchini, B'mag Leit Zedek, L'man Shemo, Gam Ki Eilech B'geit Samoves, Lo Irara Ki Ata Yimadi, Shiftecho Mishantecho Hima Yinachamuni, Taroch Lefanai Shulchan Neged Sarurai, Dishanta V'shemen Roshi Kosi Rivaya, Achto v'chesed yidufuni kol yimei chayai, v'shavti v'beis Adonai, orech yamim. Tilam Kuchaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shelem Avos, Esa inai l'harim ayin avo Ezri, Ezri miyim Adonai, osei shamayim v'aretz, al yitein l'mor raglecha, al yonun shomrecha, hine lo yonun v'lo yishan, shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomrecha, Adonai Tzilcha, Al Yad Yeminecha, Yomam HaShemesh Lo Yakeka, V'Yarech Balayla, Adonai Yishmorcha, Mikol Ra, Yishmor Es Nafshecha, Adonai Yishmor Tzeitcha Uvorecha, Me'ata V'Ad Olam, Tilim Kuflamed, Psalm 130. Shira Malo, Simam Akim, Krasicha Adonai, Adonai Shema Bekoli Tiana Aznecha Kashivos Lekol Tachanunai Im Avonos Tishmarya Adonai Miyamod Ki Imcha Aslicha V'man Tivarei Ki Vivsi Adonai Kifa Nafshi V'lid Vero Hocholti Nafshi L'Adonai Mishomim LaBoker Shomim LaBoker Yachel Yisrael El Adonai Ki Im Adonai HaChesed V'Harbei Mofidos Who yifta es Yisrael, mikol avonosav. And now Tilam Kuf Membeis, Psalm 142. Maskil David, Yosov maros sila, koli Adonai azah, koli el Adonai eschanan, eshbof lefanav sichit, sarasi lefanav agid, bisate palai ruchi, vata yadata nesivasi, borachzu alech tamnu pachli, habet yamim urei, ve'en li makir, Abamanos vimeni ein doreshin avshi. Zaakti lecho Adonai amarti ato machsi chelki beretz achayim. Hakshiva elrinasik zelos imod atzileni mirodfai kiyamsu mimeni. Hotsia mimaskir nashi lados ashemecha biachtiru tzadikim kisimo alai. Achenu. Achenu kolbeis Yisrael nisunin bitzaru vashivya. Hondim bein bayom bein biyabasha, hamakom yirachem aleyem, viyotziye mitzvara lirvacha, miafela laura, umishiva lagula, hashra bagala bizman kariv, and omar amen. And as for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may they all present, may God have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom now, swiftly and soon. Let us say amen. Mishaberach l'chayalei tzahal, a prayer for Israel's defense forces. Mishaberach avoseinu avram yitzchak yaakov, hu yivarech es chayalei tzahal, genal yisrael, v'yanchei kachos ha-bitachon, Homdima Mishmar Tzino Vare Eloheinu Migvo Habanom Ad Midbar Mitzrayim Minayam Hagadol Abavohar Ava Bechol Makom Shehein Bebasha Ba'avir Uvayam Yitain Anay Esolveinu Akamim Alino Nikafim Metehem Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'Yatzil At Chayelim Mikol Tzar V'Tzuka Mikol Nega Ma'achala V'Yishlach Bracha V'Atzlacha Bechol Maseh Yedeyam Yad Ber Senero Tachtiyam Kesei Yishua V'Ter Nitzachon V'Kem Mekol Suf Ki Adnay Lecham Olech Yimacham Yilacham Lacham Yimarvech Mashiach Sam V'Nomar Amen Yishberach L'Shvuyim, the prayer for those being held in captivity. Yishberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Yosef Moshe V'Aaron David U'Shlomo Hu Yivarech Yishmor V'Yensoros Nedrei Tzva Hagenav Yisrael U'Shvuyav Es Kol Achinu Nesinu B'Tzara V'Ashivya V'Avor Shekol HaKal HaKadosh Zeh Mispalel B'Avuram HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Yosei Nechosha V'Tzamaves Moseyam Yinateg Mitzikoseyam Yoshiyem Yishivei Meherel Chik Mishpikoseyam Yodu L'Avnei Chastov Nefosov Nei Adam Amen. Now the Mishaberach L'cholim prayer for those who are ill. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe V'Aaron David U'Shlomo Hu Yivarech V'Yirapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lachlimam Erpulsom Lachlizekam Nachiosom Shlach Lam Yerfur Shleim Rashamayim Lachoy Yivareim Lachol Gideim Esol Sharachola Yisrael Refuas HaNefesh Refuas HaGuf Hashtah Bagalav Yizman Kariv V'Nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Morris, and I wish you continued easy, speedily recovery, painless. And yes, there is so much to be Makir Tov, and we wish you and all those in need a refuah shalema. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program next week on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope. All of Klal Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a happy Thanksgiving and a wonderful Shabbos. We'll see you back on Monday.